Alright, what's up everybody? This is the premiere, pilot, whatever you want to call it, edition of the Weekend Warfare podcast. My name is Ryan, Fate of Vengeance, and this is...
Inflictions Echo, this is Terry.
Yeah, so what's going on guys? We're just basically gonna shoot the shit, talk about games, do whatever we feel like talking about, because that's what we do. That's how
that's
we
right.
roll. That's right. So, first up, is there any gaming news that you've happened upon in this wide world week of gaming that is not the Modern Warfare 2 map pack, because we will get to that later.
Yeah, because it's like huge news right now.
Yeah.
Right now, I think it's been kind of quiet lately. I haven't heard anything that I can check and see, but as far as news goes, it's been real quiet.
Well, right before I got on here to start recording the podcast, I went to Bungie.net, and they have a new Vidoc up for Reach.
Oh, okay.
And they have put in a game mode into Reach that is Halo Chess. Yes, it is exactly what it sounds like. It is a 3D chess board with Spartans versus Elites, and you play chess with them. I gotta say, it looks pretty bitchin'.
That's cool.
It is very cool. You move your pieces around just like you would a normal chess piece, and then once you get up to, you know, to where you would take a piece in regular chess, you actually go into first person mode and you do the attack, which is very cool looking.
I do like that. That does actually sound pretty cool.
Yes, that is very nice. I can't think of anything else that I've seen really big. The Splinter Cell demo. It's fantastic. That's another one. Yeah. Splinter Cell demo is very sick. It's got, it's a little quirky. It's got a thing to where you have to do a hand-to-hand kill. You have to sneak up to somebody and kill them. And then after you kill them, then you have the ability to go into a quick time event. Kinda, not really, but it's an automatic kill with your gun, which is pretty cool.
Well, that's cool. It sounds sort of like what Halo's doing, with the quick time event. In multiplayer.
Yeah, with the assassinations. Yeah, I don't know how the assassinations are going to work out. I think those are just, God, I don't know. I mean, are you going to be vulnerable while you're doing it? When you get into a vehicle, you're vulnerable, but I don't know. I think, I don't see the point in them unless, you just totally want to just look at somebody and say, I just raped your face,
Yeah. No, if you get like you said in Battlefield, where you stab someone, you get the dog tag. That would be cool if, you get some kind of picture of them or something like that.
Yeah,
you got that.
Take their helmet. Give me your helmet, bitch.
Yeah. But as far as just going up to do that randomly, it seems like it would take too much time and leave you vulnerable, like you said.
I know. I think the first week the game comes out, everybody will be just body humping everybody or whatever,
It does look like that. He's crawling on his back. Hey, give me some, bitch.
Yeah, he crawls. Thank you. Give me. But no, I think after a while that'll settle down and people will go back to the simple smack the melee button, knock them down, send them on their way.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much, I don't know. It's okay. I do like the fact that they're, I hate to say it, God, but they're the two best shooters out there, but they're Call of Duty-izing the game.
Yes, that's right.
And I think that's nice. I was really excited, and a lot of people are not happy with it, but I was really excited to see that they've added sprinting in.
Yes, that does look cool.
You're a Spartan, you should be able to run like hell. That's what I think.
Exactly, that's what I thought too,
And then, what is it, the Elite doing that barrel roll? Did you see that during the video?
You told me about that, but I missed that. I need to go watch that video again.
Check that out. See. Yeah, he just straight up does a barrel roll, and I'm like, what the hell? Now we're doing acrobatics? No, it sounds like I'm bashing Halo. I absolutely love Halo. I think the game is great.
It's dated.
It's very dated, and it's time for them. ODST, that was just a campaign with the old multiplayer smacked onto it. I like the campaign, but, they didn't introduce anything new except for the, I forget, firefights, what they called that.
And that
that was okay, but the problem is, you can only play firefight with somebody that's on your friends list, and none of my friends got the damn game, so.
ODST, that's right.
Yes, Terry. I'm just
saying. Yeah, it felt like you were rebuying Halo 3, the multiplayer. So if they would have just added something to it, I probably would have jumped on it.
But or if it, felt, or if it would have been, what if it had been a $40 game?
Right, that would have been awesome. Cause it was like just an expansion.
That's it.
You have multiplayer tacked on, so it's like, come on.
Right. Well, I guess, I don't have any more news now that we've talked about the Halo. I guess that's the only big news that's on the horizon at the moment.
And that's Halo Reach.
Eight months out, 9 months out.
Yeah, it's quiet right now. I guess summertime, everybody's waiting for Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. I think Blur looks pretty good.
Now, what's that? Is that a first-person shooter?
That's a racing game that's coming out. Yeah, it's Blur looks really good. It's you remember how Mario Kart was where you had the balloons and you could go and you could pick up stuff and fire stuff? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that, but with real cars.
Oh, weird.
And you can get perks for your cars like Call of Duty. It's kind of like they're taking a bunch of stuff from all these different genres and all these different games and they're throwing it into this really pretty racer. And it looks really good. We're the demo for, they've had a beta test out, but they're gonna release a demo on the marketplace sometime in the near future. I don't have an exact date on it, but it's coming out in the near future. It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But as far as other upcoming games, I mean, there's nothing else real big except for Splinter Cell that I'm anticipating. You know, it's been a couple years since we've seen a Splinter Cell game.
Yeah, the last one I played was on the PlayStation 2, and I can't even remember the name of it.
Pandora Tomorrow?
It was one before that.
The original?
Yeah, I believe that might be it. Because it was a while since I played.
Yeah, the last one I did Goose X. Oh, by the way, anybody that's listening, go to GooseX.com. They're not paying us, but they're awesome.
It's a great place to do trades. It's a lot better than GameStop.
So. Yeah, a lot better than GameStop. You get your value back out of the game. Anyway, we're straying. Straight. That's my fault. But no, I got Double Agent through Goose X. You know, I got it for $5. And, I don't know, man. It feels like they're just, when they got to that game, it felt like they were just pushing games out. You know, Chaos Theory was absolutely fantastic. It looked great. It played great. But,
Chaos Theory. That's it.
Yeah. But the new one looks great. And I'm pretty excited about it. I'll end up picking that one up.
That's cool. Good.
But, anyway, I guess we'll move on. So what you playing that's not Modern Warfare 2?
Not Modern Warfare. Right now, the only thing I'm playing besides Modern Warfare is Final Fantasy 13. And I gotta say, I love it. I'm already on the third disc. I just started it. The bosses are fucking hard. I'm not gonna lie. It's hard as shit ever. But it's awesome. It's a JRPG through and through. You know, it's pretty exciting. You don't level up like you would on a regular JRPG. You use, like, points, and you level up based off those points that you earn in the match. It's kind of odd, but I like it. And it's gotten good reviews, kind of, you know, 8.5 to 9, and that's where I'd say I'd put it. You know, it's not the perfect JRPG, but, you know, it's Final Fantasy, and it's pretty. So
oh, yeah, they're fun. They're always pretty.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Now, I have heard on the reviews that I've read, I haven't played the game, I've seen it, you know, at your house a little bit. Is it still very linear? That's the biggest complaint.
It is very linear. That to me is the only problem I have. Some combat issues, you know, when you're changing, like if anybody's played it, they'll know if you're changing paradigms, you'll know that in between it does like a quick time event and that can like leave you vulnerable. You can get killed during that. And I've had that happen and annoys the crap out of me. But, as far as linearity, it's pretty bad so far, but that's you know, one gripe I have against it, but it's not a huge deal, but they say it does open up later. So we'll see. I'm only on chapter 9. So
now how many chapters does that have? Do you know how many is it? 4 discs? 20.
Just 3.
Just 3. So you're on the last disc.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I just started it, yeah.
How many hours do you have in it?
22, I think.
Ooh. I can't say much though, man. I've got like 8 days almost in Modern Warfare 2.
I did get Dragon Age Origins from Goose X. I played like 5 minutes of it just to see if it played and everything. It looks okay. The graphics aren't that great, but it's another role-playing game.
Now, that one got some pretty good rave reviews to it.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how it goes. Right now, I'm just kind of here and there on it. We'll see.
You'll have to let me borrow that one whenever you get done with it, because I wanted to play it, but now you know me. I got three girls, and I'm a cheap bastard, so.
Yeah, plus you haven't played Lost Odyssey.
And I still, I know, it's still sitting there, dude. Don't remind me.
It's a 60-hour game, man.
Oh, come on, now. 60 hours, wow.
Very long. That's four discs. Four full discs. I know the last cutscene for it was 45 minutes long.
Holy shit, I'm going to take a nap when that comes on.
I'm not kidding,
dude. Yeah, so that's it, though.
Final Fantasy. Yeah. Pretty much. I still have Resident Evil in the back burner.
Yeah, I do too. You know, I was supposed to GooseX that and I didn't send it out and I got negative.
I heard
that.
That's all right.
That's my first piece.
It happens.
And there's like we talked about, you know, earlier that not on the podcast, but you know, there's nothing I'm really itching for. I forgot about Dragon Age. How much is it now?
$9.50, which ain't bad, and I have plenty of points.
I know,
so.
You're like the point whore.
I really do hoard some points. I mean, like a collection of them.
I know, and I'm sitting here with my 300 points because I'm trading in and out all the time.
I'm like debating on what movies I can get because I'm like, what the fuck do I spend it on?
You know, I thought about that too, and I put a bunch of movies on my queue, a bunch of Blu-rays on my queue, and I never got a single hit on one of them. And I finally took them off. I said, you know, to hell with it. I'm not gonna do that.
It's weird because like I've been sitting on two or three of them and it hasn't moved. And it's been up there for like 3 or 4 months. And I'm like, well, it doesn't look like anybody trades Blu-rays anymore.
No, but you know, it's weird because you know I put all of my crap movies on there and I've had the most random shit ass DVDs requested.
It's weird.
I mean, I'm talking like Lady in the Water quality movies have been requested. You know. I think I had a war movie. I can't remember what it was. And I just sent another shit DVD I had with it just to give it to him. I think they requested, one of the old Stallone movies. I don't know. And I sent like Universal Soldier the Return with it. God knows whatever like that movie. I don't know.
That's awesome. You're giving away movies just to get rid of
it. Yeah. Just to hell with it. Get out of my house. You know, I don't want you. And then Ashley, my wife, well, you know, it's my wife, but they don't. Anyway, guys, my wife is Ashley. Anyway, but, you know, I have all these movies from back when I listened to rap music and stuff. I have like Tupac movies and LL Cool J movies. And she's like, get that shit out of the house. Put that on who's X.
The gangster rap.
Yeah, the gangster rap movies. And, you know, I liked them back in the day.
I can't say nothing. I love Friday. It's still one of my favorites.
Oh, now see, there's a difference between Friday and like Into Deep or gang related or Above the Rim. You know,
it's a comedy more.
Oh yeah, I love the Friday movies.
More real, yeah.
Anyway, look at us. We keep digressing. Terribly.
We moved on again.
We've moved way off base. Anyway, I'm gonna tell
Is
you
there
what.
Any game that you want, like that's come out recently.
Anything that I want. That's recently come out. The only thing that's come out recently that I wanted was Battlefield, and I bought that.
Yeah, right.
And I'll talk
about
that.
Dragon or not Dragon Age, but Dante's Inferno or anything.
You know what? The cutscenes and the trailers look badass, and then when I saw the gameplay, I was like, "Fuck that!"
Really?
I
heard it was just not that great. I was just curious.
It's got terrible reviews, and you know it's one of those games that they try and hype up that's gonna suck ass, and you know it's gonna suck ass, but they're gonna hype the shit out of it to sell it. And I'm sure it sold halfway decently, but you know it got pissant reviews, so I was like, nah, forget that. Anyway, I'm playing at the moment on my secondary game. If everybody else would hurry up and get it, I would play it more. Is a Battlefield Bad Company 2. Now, I did GooseX the first one, and I absolutely hated it. It was the worst campaign I think I've ever played in my life. I think I played 10 minutes of the first mission, and I was like, fuck this, I'm cutting it off. And then I went on to play the multiplayer, and it just felt tacked on. So, and I was skeptical about Bad Company 2, and then all my buddies and, you know, all the people I follow on Twitter and my friends on Twitter said, get Bad Company 2, so I got it. And it's pretty bitchin'. You know, the campaign does not feel tacked on. The campaign feels, I mean, it's got moments that just are huge in the game, you know, and it feels a lot better than, I mean, it the campaign for me rivals, you know, the Modern Warfare campaign. It's very good. And I finally, when I hopped into multiplayer, they've got Conquest, Rush, and Team Deathmatch. And I played Conquest because that's the classic, you know, that's the classic Battlefield game mode. And, man, I had to smile because I felt like I was back on the PC playing Battlefield 2. I mean, it was, you know, I mean, obviously better graphics, but, oh, dude, it's fantastic. I mean, I know you got it coming, but.
Yeah, I can't wait till it gets here because I was so skeptical of how it was going to be because when I played the first one on the demo, I didn't even buy it. I was like, man, this is not great. I played probably 10 minutes of the demo, and it's just campaign of the first one. I was like, man, this is not great. And then I was kind of worried that this one wasn't going to be good, but I heard a lot of good things about it, and then you got it, and you told me it's awesome. So I was like, I'll give it a shot. Tried it over your house. And of course, it felt like Battlefield 2 back in the day, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I had to get it.
Yeah.
By the way, Jason said he's going to get it too.
Well, that's – oh, yeah. And by the way, everybody that's going to be listening to this, Jason is our third man. He is not available at this time. So we had to move on without him for our premiere episode. But he will be here with us hopefully in the next couple weeks whenever we do the next one. I don't think we're going to do this weekly because that would just get pretty old.
Yeah.
So maybe every 2, every 3 weeks we'll throw a podcast up. But yeah, Battlefield's pretty hot. I've been playing that. Been bouncing around with some other games that I've had sitting on the shelf. You know, I'll pop Resident Evil in every once in a while. The only thing that still gets me about that game is that you can't walk and shoot. That pisses me off to no end.
Yeah. You have to stop.
You have to stop. Let me point my laser at you and then pull my trigger.
You're used to that UMP. That's what it is.
That's it. I love what can I say? I love that damn gun. Just leave me alone. It's awesome. I'll snipe you with that gun.
My biggest gripe about Resident Evil, that girl. I can't even remember her name because it's been so long since I played.
Oh, but she's hot, dude. She's got boobs.
She is dumb as hell. She's like, I'll just run into that guy's chainsaw. Just because it's fun.
Yeah, it makes me smile. I like the chainsaw on the boobies.
She died every time. And it's like game over. And it's like, I didn't even fucking die and it's game over. How's that fair?
I know. Me and you just need to hop on there and play together.
It's just, yeah, that'd be good. That would be good.
That way, because I'm not a total idiot. I won't go try to boot whip a chainsaw or anything like that.
I mean, so. I was following her around for one little map area and we were against a boss. And I was like following her around, healing her because she kept running into the guys like, sword or whatever he had. I'm just like, damn it. It's just total frustration. It's like they wanted to piss you off. Capcom makes games to piss you off.
Oh, of course they do. And you know what the funny thing is? I found this hilarious. If you play every Capcom game, they always start out the same. They always get that same basic ass screen and they always, and I love how they do it. They go, Resident Evil. Or they go, House of the Dead.
You're right.
Shit, come on, man. Be original. I know I'm pissing off a lot of Capcom fanboys, but and we're
Devil
probably
Devil May Cry is the same way too.
Devil May Cry.
That's right.
I do like Devil May Cry though. I'm not going to knock it.
Yeah.
The game is damn near impossible to get. Like that. What is it? You have to get 3 S's for some of the achievements.
Achievements on that? Yeah. Like you were telling me.
Xbox 360 achievements.org. Another good site. That's a free plug if they ever hear this. They gave it like a 9.5 out of 10 as far as achievement.
Difficulty rating.
Yeah. And that's some tough shit there. I'll be honest.
That's up there, yeah, wow.
Oh, while we're on the topic, got to ask you of achievements, which is kind of, this is straying from where we wanted to go.
Uh-huh.
What's your proudest achievement that you have in your 20-some-odd thousand gamer score that you have?
I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. The best one that I have, and I'm still happy that I got it, is beating Spec Ops on Modern Warfare 2.
Yes, sir.
I was so freaking happy.
I know. I remember the night we did that. Both of us just kind of sat there. We didn't say shit. We just kind of sat there.
It was like our nightly grind. We're just going to fucking do it and get it over with.
Yeah, how many nights did we play Snatch and Grab?
Oh, dear God. Don't even talk about it.
Oh, my God. And Wet Work? Oh, yeah. You know, finally, you know, I did realize though, when we first started playing Snatch and Grab and Wet Work, our times were like insanely high and we were still dying. And then by the time we actually beat them, you know, we beat Snatch and Grab in like 7 minutes, dude.
Yeah. And we actually whittled it down. We got better at it.
Yeah. Those fucking juggernauts, man.
Mm. That's
that was just ridiculous. But yeah, I have to agree. Star 69 is my proudest achievement. The one I really want, the one I want to go for, is the Mile High Club.
Yes. Oh.
I want to go for it. And then when I get it, I'm going to rub it in your face until you get it.
I'll have to Guzex it again if you get it. Of course, I'll just play it every night probably.
Yes, and then you'll throw your controller through your brand new giant-ass TV.
Television, yes.
Yeah, and then you'll have to go claim warranty that the screen just fucking cracked on its own.
Or no, I'll just be like the Wii people and be like, it needs a wrist strap.
That's it.
Wrist strap.
That's it. Blame Microsoft. And then we'll all have this little thing dangling off of the damn controllers from now on because of you.
That's right.
So anybody, if Microsoft starts adding a control strap, anybody that's listening to this, you write in and you tell Terry that he is an asshole for throwing his control at the TV.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Sorry.
Yes. That's it. I'm still playing the always fun, whenever you need a break of frustrating Modern Warfare, is the good old Left 4 Dead.
Yes.
Can't ever go wrong with shooting zombies. That's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I love that game. It's so fun to just not even think and shoot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, just
it's a good drinking game. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I just like drinking and playing video games in general.
In general,
we need to have a drunk Modern Warfare night.
Absolutely,
absolutely. That's always fun. And then when the little 10-year-old sent us the little 10th prestige. Okay, I'm not gonna go there yet. We're not there yet. We'll get to that one. All right, so we're going to move on into the, I guess I'll call it for this episode, the Modern Warfare 2 segment of the show, because obviously that's the biggest game of the moment, and I'm going to put it as a tag for this podcast, so if you look up Modern Warfare 2, you're probably going to find this.
Yes.
Anyway. All right, so we'll start with the basic. What's your loadout? What's your favorite, your most used kit, or hell, you can give me a bunch of different kits. I don't care. Just what do you got?
I have three that I constantly use. TAR 21 with a silencer.
Mm-hmm.
Secondary is Akimbo Rangers. I know you all hate me. my first perk is, I'm trying to think. Oh, Sleight of Hand Pro.
Gotta have it.
Second, right. Second one is Stopping Power Pro. And my third one's Ninja Pro. I always use that. And my death streak, I try not to die that much.
It happens.
Right now, I've been using Martyrdom, actually, because, you know, I'm an asshole. I want to do it.
That's it. Might as well. To hell with it. At least Martyrdom doesn't take up an actual perk slot anymore.
Right. That's true.
That was a waste of a perk for me.
It was. I can't stand that. You know, I'm Modern Warfare 1, it was nice, but everybody used it, and it was just like you're nervous every time you shot. You had to back away.
That's it. You shoot and run.
Right. I find myself doing that. I'm in the habit of doing it still. And that's bad, dude.
It's like a disease you've acquired.
That's right. Still infected, obviously.
That's it.
But with the ACR, it's the same loadout. Not the silencer, but I use Red Dot Sight with it. But I use the same classes on everything.
So you're basically just swapping out your primaries.
Right. That's it.
And now you do use a Stinger class too, because you're our go-to Stinger guy.
Right, yeah. If I die and it's some, like, airstrike or something that's killed me, I'll swap out to a SCAR with a Red Dot Sight. And obviously the Stinger. My first is Sleight of Hand Pro. And I've noticed if you miss with your Stinger missile, he will reload instantly. If you have sleight of hand pro, so
yeah,
that's a good.
It's nasty fast with sleight of hand. I've noticed that.
And he'll look down the aim down the sight so much faster too. So it's obviously worth it to have it. My second one on that is Cold Blooded, and Ninja's my last.
Yeah, always. You know what? Ninja to me is like one of the best perks in the game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love it.
Because if people don't have it, you know, I can hear them. So that's got me a lot of kills just because of that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, me personally, I mean, hell, you know me. I'm all over the place. I guess my go-to class, like you said earlier, is the UMP 45. I usually run a silencer on it because I don't like to show up on the radar.
Right.
You know, even if that, you know, anyway, I'll go on. That, I'll use the Spaz 12, or more recently, I've fallen more in love with the M1014.
Really?
It doesn't have the range of a Spaz, but it's a semi-automatic, and it's got a four-round clip. And I tell you, man, that not having to pump has saved my ass a couple times.
I will say, man, I used the Spaz for, like, a few games, and I got so annoyed every time he would shoot and then have to pump. I was like, oh, it killed me.
Now, tell me why sleight of hand doesn't let you pump faster. He can throw them shells in there like a son of a bitch, but he can't pump that thing any faster.
He's using the wrong hand, I guess.
That's it, yeah. I've been using the M1014 more. As far as my equipment, I like to use a claymore because I'll just randomly drop it at a high traffic area and move on.
That's cool.
And obviously a flash or a stun. Nobody uses smoke that I know of. Just for objective games. Scavenger Pro. Oh, I love my scavenger. Gotta have it. It's important.
And I was thinking about switching to that too recently. Cause I get so tired of running out of ammo and stuff.
Oh, I love my scavenger. And you know, Scavenger Pro automatically gives you extended mags.
Right, yeah.
So you get more bang for your buck. Plus you get to pick up more.
Is it more magazines or is it extended mags?
I haven't really paid attention. I think it just affects your ammo distribution, you know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I think you were telling me about that. I might have to get that though.
Yeah, I love my scavenger because you can put, with scavenger, you can put down two claymores and have one on your hip.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So you can have a total of three, but you can only put two down because if you put another one down, it'll blow up your first one.
Anyway. Oh, I see.
Obviously now my second perk flip flops back and forth depending on the game type, but it's either going to be Stop and Power Pro or it's going to be Cold Blooded Pro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on the game type, depends on how sneaky I need to be.
Right.
And the third perk is always going to be, Ninja.
Don't
use that gay commando stuff. I used it last prestige just to get the little emblem and the XP off of it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, man. Commando's just a ganked up, broken piece of the game, but I'm not going to talk about its problems.
It's not fair that, you know, a guy goes invincible at any point in the game.
Yeah, I mean, if
he's knifing, he shouldn't be.
Yeah, 15 feet away, he just, like, ice skates across the thing, and he's invincible the whole time he's sliding towards you.
And if Jason was on here, he would try and make a case for it.
Oh, Jason would defend the hell out of it. I know he would.
Hey,
but
I love that.
Yeah. And as far as my Death Streak goes, I usually use Final Stand. I mean, to me, that's the best one in the game. I mean, as far as Death Streaks go, I mean, you get to get back up. Hell, if you live through it, I mean, down with that. I don't give a, you know, the only thing Copycat's really good for is the earlier levels when you don't have anything unlocked.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Earlier on, I would always use Copycat because everybody's got the ACR or something like that, and you don't get into till 40. So it's like, well, if I've just prestige, I'll use Copycat just to switch out.
All right.
But that's it.
But again, like you, I try not to die that much.
That's right.
I try not to die that much. Now, as far as play style, I'm not a camper. I do rush occasionally depending on the game type. Search and Destroy, I try to get in there pretty hard and take the odd route to get in behind them. Most of the time I loiter.
Yeah.
Which you'll hear other people call that patrolling a certain area of the map. I like to call it loitering. So I'll do that, and I'm more of a ranged person. I usually use my kill streak setups are 5-7-9. I use the Predator, the Harrier, and the Pave Low because the Pave Low is the baddest one in the game.
It is the most awesome kill streak kill streak or whatever. I love that thing.
Yeah, it to me, if they could ever figure out how to fix the fact that it doesn't count towards your kill streak, I would. I've gotten four nukes, but I don't put the nuke on anymore because it just, I don't know, man. To me, it's just gotten stupid. You know, even when somebody on my team is getting close to get to a nuke, I'm like praying that somebody kills them. I know that's
Last night.
Yeah, like last night, the dude gets the nuke, and you know they're still, and he just calls it in like halfway through the game. I remember getting my first nuke. I was excited and everything, and then after I started getting them, I was like, ah, to hell with it. The only reason I want the nuke is because I want that damn spinning star.
And that is cool.
Every time I've gotten a nuke, we've been just like whipping their ass. So. I haven't got my spinning star, and I probably won't for quite some time. But, as far as play styles go, we play, me and you mostly play Domination, play a little bit of TDM, play a little bit of Search
and Destroy, right?
Yeah, but for Domination and TDM, I play pretty much loitering, I hang back, you know, I'm a defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Domination, if we get two flags, I kind of float between the two flags we got.
In Domination, I'm kind of the opposite of you. I try to flank around to, you know, parts where they're not at.
Mm-hmm.
I try to take that third one sometimes, but usually I'll stay to two because, you know, everybody knows that they'll start to spawn weird if you have all three.
Yes.
They start spawning really weird. They'll start, like, spawning beside you, so it's not even worth it.
No. And for anybody that's wondering how to be good at Domination, capture two flags and spawn camp the shit out of them. That's how you win Domination. You get two flags and you just spawn rape the hell out of them. And Jason, if you listen to this at a later time, quit going in there spawn. Please. For the love of God. Jason will run into their spawn and make them start spawning weird, and then we have to actually get into a big fight again.
Right. Just, we have to actually move them back to one area.
Yes, you have to keep, they're like sheep, you know, they want to get out of the way, and then you have to send the dogs after them and run back in. And then you got Jason's like that one dog that you just couldn't train. Son of a bitch just runs right through the middle of them and just screws them all up.
Yeah, no. They're probably like, who the hell was that?
No, oh, yeah.
Jason.
I'm just kidding. We love Jason. Jason's great. I was wanting to hear him say buckets on the podcast, but we'll get to that on the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the next one.
Our play styles are a little bit different. I know you loiter mostly. I try to pick a spot. Like, I'm so used to maps. I'll know where they're kind of going to be and I'll try to go there, but sometimes lately, especially, it seems like a lot of camping and noob tubing has been going on. I don't know if it's just, you know, a lot of kids or what, but a lot of times I try to go to just a spot, look and see if there's guys there or spawning around there, and then I'll move if there's not. That's what I try to do.
So you kind of like circle the map, basically.
Yeah, that's what I try to do. I go over a huge circle around the map. So.
Yeah. Out of the original maps, the originals now, not the map pack, what's your favorite map out of the originals? Top three, maybe.
Okay. My favorite is Skid Row. I love Skid Row. It's so balanced. Even if you're playing on Domination and you're at A, there is a way to get to C. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not ever just like enclosed. You're never just hunkered down. You can always find a way to get out of that mess and, you know,
unless there's a chopper gunner floating right above your spawn.
Yeah, that does suck.
But you're smart enough to put on cold blooded in a stinger and blow him the hell up.
At least try to shoot it down. Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm not trying to get all up in it, but that was a thought.
Let's see. I don't know. I would have to say Rundown, just because that's one of the more balanced ones too. And Domination there is pretty awesome. I like Search there too a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Search there is a lot of fun. I mean, that never gets boring. A Rundown. And my third would probably be Terminal. I like Terminal a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real good objective map too. I think anything I play lately has been objective. Every once in a while I'll get the core Team Deathmatch and I just kind of get bored, you know?
Well, Team Deathmatch it's turned into people, I don't want to fuck up my kill death ratio, man. I'm going to sit in this corner with my one man army and my noob tube and I'm just going to blow your ass up whenever I see you.
That's right. At least with Domination, if you have a shitty KD, you can at least win. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, okay, people out there in the gaming world, your kill to death ratio, mine's decent. It's over a 1.0. Terry's is over a 1.0. But you know what? Neither one of us really give a shit about it as long as we're having fun and as long as we're winning. If you play an objective game, don't kill whore. Go get the fucking objective. Please.
That's right. That's the point of the game. If you want to just kill, go to, you know, Team Deathmatch.
I had a guy. One night you weren't on with me and I was playing Domination and I was having, you know, I couldn't loiter that game because my teammates sucked balls and I was having to rush and go get flags and I would get the flag and then they would instantly take it because my team wouldn't defend it or they would all die. But we had one guy on our team that was like, it was winding down. I think it was like 175 to like 120 or something we were losing. And he had like 19 kills and no deaths. So, you know, obviously he's going for the nuke.
For the nuke, right?
Yeah. And we still lost the fucking game because he got to 24 kills and then got killed. And oh you know, God. And you know that he was just sitting in one spot the whole time waiting.
But someone figured out right before the end how to kill him.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, and he didn't do us a damn bit of good the whole time.
No.
So anyway,
he's actually working against you if you think about it, because he's not helping you out. He's just sitting there trying to get killed.
Yeah, he's just sitting there butt diddling himself, having a good old time. Anyway, asshole. Whoever you were, I don't remember, but you're an asshole. Anybody that does that in Domination, you're an asshole. Just letting you know. My favorite maps. Mine are about the same as yours, but in a little bit different order. My favorite map in the game, depending on the spawn, is Rundown would be my favorite if you spawn on the A side. I love the A side. That's just fun for me. Mm-hmm. My second favorite map would be Terminal.
I love that place.
God, I love that map. Either spawn, I'm fine with. That map is just great. That might even be my favorite. I don't know. That map is really a whole lot of damn fun in free-for-all. It is just great in free-for-all. I know you don't play much free-for-all, but in free-for-all, that map is the shit. You throw on a silencer and whip ass with it.
I have played that map there on the free-for-all, you know, like the handful of free-for-all I've played.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will say it was real balanced. No one was spawning beside me or camping too bad. So, I like that place, man. It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And my third favorite map. Let's see. I like Karachi and Invasion okay. But, I would say Karachi would be. I like Karachi for Domination.
Yeah.
It's fun. It can turn into a spawn camp hell, but.
Yeah, it really can, especially if you're spawning on the A side. There can be people just, you know.
But if you have a good team and your team's playing properly, that map is a lot of fun. You know, it's got a lot of nooks, crannies, you know, hiding spots, and it's also got some wide open areas. And I like that. So I would say probably Karachi would be my third favorite. I mean, just all in all, it's a fun map for me.
Yeah. I like it a lot too.
But what you hate? What's your most hated map?
What is my least favorite map? Yeah. What is my least favorite map?
What map do you just want to shit down the toilet and never see it again?
I am so tired of Scrapyard, dude. I just don't have good matches there. I don't know what is going on, but lately I can't even force myself to go even there sometimes. That's how bad it can be. Because what will happen every single time I play, it's just a tube fest or a snipe fest. It's just like, fuck that.
And it's funny that people will like snipe on that small of a map.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I can see across the map, you know, just fine. And they're going to pull out a sniper rifle and start pinging at you or sitting in one spot or they'll noob tube you off a spawn and that just pisses me off.
And you know me, I'm supposedly a sniper magnet. If there's someone to snipe, I'm him. You know?
Well, see, I'm the predator magnet. If there's a predator missile in the air, that son of a bitch is going to land on my head every time, I promise. I mean, I said it last night when we were all playing. Look, it's going to kill me. Boom, I was dead every
time. And the thing about that is you were in the most random spot by yourself.
I was. Just by my you know what? They killed me a couple times last night and I had cold-blooded on.
That's weird.
They just, I mean, I know you can see it, but regardless, anyway.
Yeah.
My most hated map, the most god awful map ever invented is Derail.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That place just, there's just something about it. It just burns my ass up. And
I have a soft spot in my heart for that place because I've had good matches there, but.
Search and Destroy, damn, come on.
That does suck.
You got to run for 2 minutes before you even get close to the bomb site.
That does suck. Talk about a snipe fest. Jesus. All they do
and,
there.
Okay, and Infinity Ward, I know y'all are probably never going to listen to this, but let me ask you a question. The thermal scope, heat shows up as a white on the thermal scope, correct?
Right.
Right? Okay. How in the hell is snow 98 fucking degrees? Okay. If you look through the thermal scope on Derail, the snow shows up as white. It's shit, and the guy can lay down in the snow and blend in with that shit.
That's the exact opposite of the way it should be.
That's the exact opposite. He should glow like a fucking Christmas tree in the middle. Anyway, I'm not going to talk shit about that. All right, what do you got? What's your biggest issues with the game at the moment?
Still spawning, dude. I thought they would work on that on the new patch they had, but Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Especially if the other team's, like, real, you know, aggressive, and they start, like, spawn camping immediately, the spawns just get screwed up from the get-go, and they don't never get, you know, the same ever.
Oh, no.
Through the whole match. I'll leave a match just because the spawns are so bad.
Oh, I know, because then once the spawns get fucked up, then it fucks you up for the rest. I'm saying that word a lot. I'm going to have to put explicit on the iTunes tag. No, but once that starts happening, you'll start spawning beside people, in front of bad guys. You know, and it just, once the spawns get messed up from the original spawn formation, you're just screwed. It needs to spawn you away from combat, not in between two guys crossfiring on your ass.
Right, yeah. I think they have it set to where you're going to spawn closest to a friendly, but that friendly could be in combat, and it doesn't take that into effect. Mm-hmm. So that kind of, you know, negates all the, you know.
Now, I do like that it doesn't spawn you, like, all the way across the map from the action.
Yeah, I like that too.
But, you know, give me, like, something. Don't just...
A little buff. Yeah.
Yeah, don't set me down on top of somebody's tube. I mean, you know.
Literally, last night, I spawned underneath a Predator missile. And I was beside a guy. I was like, okay, so that's safe. That's a safe area, I guess.
That's funny. I gotta tell you, that's funny.
He gets a double kill. Thanks.
Yeah. And then that his double kill gives him his Harrier, and then all hell breaks loose.
Oh, yeah. The game's over at that point.
Yeah, pretty much. I think the biggest problem I have is that the damn, you know, and I use it too only when I get pissed off at everybody else using it, is the grenade launcher. People. You know, when I first started playing, people were using it, I was like, fine. But now the big fun thing is to use one-man army, a grenade launcher, and danger close. Okay.
It's kind of rough.
Okay. There's no reason in a domination game or a team deathmatch, and this even happens in hardcore, why in the hell do you need to use a grenade launcher in hardcore? Please tell me. For the love of God, I'd like to know.
Yeah, it's like one regular bullet can kill someone. Are you that bad at aiming?
I know, for real. And you know what? The game is designed for guns. Mm-hmm. It's a gun game. That's why there's more guns than anything else in the game.
And someone brought that up last night. They should have a guns only.
That's what I want. I want a bare bones playlist with nothing, no perks, no kill streaks. I just want guns.
Yeah. Grenades is fun.
Grenades are fun.
Spammed it like they did in Modern Warfare 1.
Grenades, claymores, C4, it's all fine. I don't give a damn about the equipment. But take the grenade launcher out of at least one playlist, please, for the love of God.
Yes.
I mean, what do you do? I don't know how many times it's happened to me. I've spawned and gotten killed. I don't know how many direct impact kills I've gotten from a grenade because somebody just walks around with their noob tube and then at point blank range, dunk.
Yeah, if they're running through a hallway with a grenade launcher, that's just silly.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Throw your grenade launcher down, pull your iron sights up, and let's play.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's rough. Can't wait to get Battlefield because from what you're telling me, it's none of that.
No, and even, you know, the vehicles are balanced, all that stuff. Yeah, it'll be a nice change. So
that's good.
So the next podcast, we may be talking a little more about Battlefield.
That'd be
good. Hey.
And Jason would be like, what's that? What are y'all talking about?
Yeah, what's that?
Left out.
Oh, and he'll like knifing in that game because they'll get to collect dog tags.
Yeah.
And then he'll be gloating about how many dog tags do you have? Oh, really? I've got 300. You know?
Is this all you do, Jason? Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that we talked about the commando perk earlier. That's pretty broken.
Yeah, it's rough.
Overpowered maybe is a good word. They need to nerf it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if you did see that Sandy Ravage video where he used that just to like prove a point.
Oh yeah, he said, "See, you don't have to be good to use it."
Right.
I was like, "Oh God, whatever."
He got like 90 kills and maybe like 8 deaths, I think, which is pretty damn bitching, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
Just to prove a point, he'd never used it before, probably, so.
Yeah. And, you know, even Only Use Me Blade, he doesn't use Commando.
No. No, he's even talked about it, like, recently, saying that it is broken. He's against it completely.
Yeah, so, and he uses Ninja. I mean,
it's such a better perk.
If the top guys tell you that Commando is ass, then come on, guys.
Yeah,
let's be realistic. There's no need to throw a Marathon Lightweight, Attack Knife, and Commando and run around like a fucking chicken with your head cut off.
Yeah.
And they're just really pointless. It just serves no purpose to me. Other than that, the TAC insertion and free for all, everybody's wanting them to take that out. I don't really don't give a shit. That's free kills. People are nuke boosting. I was playing on sub base and people were nuke boosting and I just lit them up and I threw I threw my C4 down, ran away, waited and watched the kill feed for a second and clicked my C4 and killed them again. I mean,
they got the denial too, right?
Yeah, and I got the denial because I blew up their TAC insert. So, I mean, people are idiots. Okay, let's just put it this way. Guys, if you need a nuke boost, at the end of the day, you still suck ass. That goes for your 10th prestige JTAG modding asshole son of a bitches. Okay, you know, at the end of the day, you're still a shitty player. Even if you got the Skull 70, you suck, okay? Mm-hmm. You're just an asshole.
Yeah. Better than when you restarted.
So. You people are the reason that rank means shit in this game. The only reason that I am prestiging is because I would be really upset seeing all my XP go to waste.
Right. And that's what I was talking to you guys about. You know, people were saying, well, I don't think I'll prestige next time, but it does seem like a waste of XP if you're not, you know. It just seems like you're seeing this XP build up, but what's it go towards if you're not, you know, leveling up or anything? So since I'm playing, I'll just keep prestiging. Might as well, you know.
You might as well. I mean, any gun in the game can kill people. Really. I mean, there's no one gun that's shittier than the other. There's guns that we're more adept at using than others, you know.
Right. It's all on how you use them, yeah.
That's it. You know, obviously the M16, the FAMAS are powerful guns. The UMP is a powerful gun. But I mean, I could run around, sometimes I run around with a Kimbo Magnums and I can still kill people like it's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, any gun in the game is gonna kill you. The preset classes are great. Use them. Until you can get up and you get better guns that you think you're better with. But, prestige, and I'll keep doing it. I keep saying every time, I'm not going to prestige you. You know me. I'm just like you. I can't see all that XP go to waste.
Yeah.
But other than that. Okay, wow, we're getting really close to the 1 hour mark, so we're going to speed up a little bit. We're almost done anyway. Last piece of big news we got, the map pack came out Tuesday. The stimulus package, which was a load of shit to call it that because it cost way too damn much.
Way too much.
Yeah, a stimulus package.
1,200
Microsoft points gets you 3 new maps and 2 rehashes. Yeah. But, a stimulus package means somebody's giving you something to stimulate
That's
you.
That's right.
Stimulate. I like that word.
That's what she said, yeah.
So we got Bailout, Salvage, Storm, Overgrown and Crash. I'm really excited to see Overgrown and Crash back. I like both of them, but I hate them for Capture the Flag. Just going to put that out there. And I'm sick of playing Search and Destroy on Overgrown Infinity Ward. Mm-hmm. Just throwing that out there. So what do you think? I mean, what's your favorite one? What do you think about them?
My favorite one out of the new ones is Bailout.
I love
that map. It's just
they hit their marks with that one.
They really did, yeah, because there's so many levels that you can go through. There's like higher levels, and if you're a person that likes to sneak around, you can always stay in the lower levels and just run around the streets. You can always hide if you're a camper, but everything's good. I think my least favorite map right now is Storm, especially for Domination.
Ugh.
It's just not great.
They pick the worst places to put that shit.
Wow, I know. C is the worst, because you will get like spawn raped there, just straight up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I'm with you, except for my least favorites. I hate Salvage. Damn it, I hate that map so bad. Oh my god, I can handle Storm, but god, I hate Salvage. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's, and you know, I listened to all the interviews with 402 Robert Bowling, and he said he designed those maps were designed for non-campers. That's horse shit.
Yeah, because it's rough.
I've seen more camping on Storm and Salvage, or more Salvage and Storm, than I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Storm, the last game I played was just It was just rocket launchers and noob tubes, and that's the only thing they were using. The only thing.
And then see, that ruins it for people. That's why you hear people saying, I'm going to play Battlefield. That's why the hell I bought it, I'll be honest with you.
I needed
a break. But yeah, the new map pack, all in all, it's pretty good. If people played properly, it would be good. How about that? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope they send out more, because, you know, with Modern Warfare 1, they just had a few maps.
Now, Infinity Ward is contracted to put out 3 map packs for Modern Warfare 2.
Well, good.
So we will see at least 2 more map packs in its life cycle.
I'm not sure if I want to see 2 old maps in each one, but I'd like to see at least one kind of fed to us each time, maybe.
You know what I'd like to see done? You remember, I would like to see them for one price, one cheap price. I would even pay maybe the 1,200 points for it. I want them to give me every single old map for 800 to 1,200 points.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Every old map.
Even the bad ones, like Kill House?
I don't give a shit. Just give me all of them. Give me the option. You know what I'm saying? Because if I see that map come up, hell, I can veto it or I can back out. I mean,
that's right.
Whatever. Because I want Strike and Crossfire. Ooh, remember that?
I love that map.
The good old days of Crossfire. And that map was basic as shit. It was a straight line with buildings on either side. You know,
and it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember playing that on the PC. There were servers that were just 24/7 Crossfire.
That's all they were. That's right.
And Broadcast. I love me some Broadcast.
I do miss that. That's one of my favorite ones from the old one. Me and your brother. That's all we talked about, is how much we love Broadcast.
Yeah, Broadcast.
I miss it.
Shit. I miss Call of Duty 4 sometimes.
I do too.
But no, I think that we have beta tested the game for Infinity Ward. But I think they're going to keep messing with it until they get it right. And maybe by
that.
So I'll be happy with that. That's all I got for Modern Warfare 2. You got anything else?
Just double XP. I mean,
oh, yeah,
it goes through till Sunday, but.
Through Sunday. Oh, I saw this today, too, on Twitter. Go pick it up before Sunday, guys. I'm going to try and have this on iTunes by tomorrow. Go pick it up. Everybody right now is getting free night vision goggles for their avatar.
Ah,
yeah,
that's cool.
Go pick them up, wear them around, look like an idiot. I'll be wearing mine.
Yes, and be one of the mass people that have it.
That's
right. Everybody will have night
vision. No, Infinity Ward giving me a digital pair of night vision goggles doesn't make up for the shit that I've been through with this game.
Yeah, for the overpriced net pack that they gave us. Here's some goggles.
Yeah, here you go. Here's some goggles. Have you some goggles. For your little man. Now, maybe if they'd given me like a free ghost outfit or a free riot shield, I would have.
That would be kind of awesome. Yeah.
I would have leaned away from talking shit a little bit, but you know. Anyway, that wraps up the Modern Warfare 2 stuff. At the end of this podcast, I did an interview. Weekend Warfare, the original website, weekendwarfare.blogspot.com. Y'all go check it out. I write a narrative story based on my multiplayer experiences. Terry's in all of them. So he's pretty happy about that.
He's awesome, yeah.
Except when he died in, I still...
I did die, and that was sad.
I still hear shit about that all the time. But y'all can check it out. They're pretty good, I think. There I am tooting my own horn. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you think. But I did a contest. I started it 2 weeks before the map pack released, and I won, and I was asking everybody to send me their montages or stories or whatever, and I was going to give the winner 1,600 points to pay for the map pack and some other stuff. And the winner was XI Grim Reaper XI Grim X Reaper IX. His name is John. I did an interview with him last night. We're going to tack this on to the end of the podcast. Y'all check it out. I asked him, you know, we talked a little bit about his montage that he did for me. It's called In Pursuit of a Tactical Nuke. Y'all go give him some comments, some feedback on YouTube about that. He's going to talk to me a little bit about that, and then he talked to me a little bit about gaming in general. He talked shit about Modern Warfare 2. Talk a little bit about Battlefield. Just cover a little bit of gaming in general stuff, but other than that, that's all we did. The website for the podcast is www.weekendwarfare.mypodcast.com. Guys, if y'all want us to answer questions or you want to talk shit to us, tell us we're terrible, we suck, that's fine too. I'll read them. I don't care. We're going to keep doing it anyway because we like running our mouth. And, you know, we're
good at that.
So the email address is weekendwarfarepodcast@gmail.com. So, yeah, I guess we'll be back in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
I think 2 or 3 weeks is about a good spread, don't you?
Yeah, I think people would probably get sick of us if we're every week.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, guys. Again, I'm Ryan, Fate of Vengeance. Y'all be cool. Say bye.
All righty. All right. Affliction Echo saying peace out.
Why don't you go ahead and give us the breakdown of, I guess, give us the story behind the video. I know you had said something to me, I guess, in the email that you sent it with, that you had gotten one and then your friends missed it. And then this was basically you trying to get the next one to show them that you could get one. Right? Or am I, like, way wrong?
No, you got it. I got a video. I was messing around with video recording for a while, and all my friends couldn't get nukes, and I got one, but I didn't record it. And so they pretty much were like, I don't believe you. So took me about 3 or 4 days, and I finally got one night. I just was like, I think I'll try, and I logged on and just happened to get one, and I recorded it, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Now I noticed you had all the other failed attempts in there. I've myself tried like the devil to get one on terminal, and I haven't been able to do it. There's just, I mean, you know, the obvious nuke setup is the Harrier chopper gunner, you know, tactical nuke. But every time, it seems like every time I get on that map, you know, there's not a good place to go lay down or hide or anything, and you always get somebody to come around the corner with a shotgun or a knife, a ninja, and kill you. You didn't get yours on that map, right?
No, I got a majority of nukes I've noticed come off of Wasteland just because of the space in between. And if you use a thermal sniper, you can see everybody, so.
Right. Cause nobody wants to sacrifice their stopping power for the cold-blooded.
Yeah.
Which is beyond me. But, you know, it seems like the only people that I see that actually go with the cold-blooded or, you know, with something other than stopping power are people that want to knife you. And I mean, that's one of the big things, I guess, that's happening in this game right now is the knife is taking over terribly.
Yeah, it's going against the old saying, you know, who wins the knife fight, the one who brings the gun.
I know, right? And it just kind of like negates the whole thing. I mean, you're carrying around, you know, it happened to me the other night. I'm carrying around a Spaz 12 and I walk around the corner and I shoot at the guy, I get hit markers, and then he just knifes me. You know, I'm frustrated with the game like everybody else is, but. Well, it's the new maps have been out for a couple of days. Have you downloaded them?
Yeah, I played them a couple times, but mostly they've been glitched up, so I kind of stopped playing them for a little bit, waiting for them to fix them all the way.
Yeah, what is this a new one? I think I saw it on YouTube. It said the first how to get out of bailout already.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I don't understand how, you know, people can just want to look and find these glitches. I just don't see the fun in that personally.
Yeah, I've been able to find a couple of glitches on like other games, like Gears and stuff, but I don't know, some of these glitches on this game, it's crazy how people are doing them.
Well, Gears was a mess all the way around as far as online play goes.
That was horrible.
I mean, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you start off the game, you run halfway across the map, then oh, nope, back at spawn.
Yep, that's it. And then, you know, and then the whole what would they call it? They got a name for it. I forget which. That's where you go up to the guy and you punch him and then you shotgun him. What do they call that?
One piece.
And that's it. Yeah, I thought that was great. That was just terrible. I think I played that online like twice. The only time I played that game was for Horde mode. You know?
Yeah.
And that's just because I wanted to get the achievement for making it all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not an achievement whore or anything, but, you know, I just.
I like
my points. Well, so yeah, what game types do you prefer? What do you usually carry with you when you go out there and brave the aggravation of Modern Warfare 2?
Well, usually I'm always playing Ground War just so I can talk to other people and I don't have to listen to the the little 13-year-olds screaming.
Amen to that. Like that.
Mm-hmm. And I always carry cold-blooded, claymores, scavenger, and just a random third one, if I, depending on the class. Always carry a shotgun with a grip.
Spaz.
Well, right now it's the M1014.
I've noticed a lot more people using that over the Spaz. You like it better?
Yeah, I like it better. It doesn't have the range of it, but you can put out a couple shots just in case you miss. Because the Spaz, you miss, you're dead.
That pretty much, yep. What about your primary?
Well, usually I'll pretty much use anything but an SMG.
You don't like those?
Nah.
I'm a big fan of the UMP. You can snipe, or excuse me, the UMP. I'll get yelled at for that one. The UMP, you know, you can snipe with that thing.
Oh, yeah. I just haven't, just not into them. I'm more of the assault rifle sniper.
Yeah, that's,
I to pop out an LMG.
Mm-hmm. Now, the only LMG I'm glad is in there is the RPD. I love that thing in Modern Warfare 1. I was just the biggest fan. You put a grip on that thing, man, and it was a sniper rifle. You know, that was a two-shot gun, even if they had Juggernaut on.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, do you have any a favorite map out of the original maps? Are you in the new ones?
I don't know. I like Wasteland because I like seeing all the snipers who use stopping power and their heads, like, light up. Great.
Yep, and you know you're going to be able to get them because they're going to be sitting still.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I know the Barrett, and use the Barrett of the Intervention. That's another big debate there.
Oh, yeah.
Which sniper rifle?
I usually use the Barrett. I haven't used the Intervention too much, and then usually after the Barrett, I'll move to the M21.
Yeah, see, now I like the M21 in Call of Duty 4, but it seems to me in this game, it's a three-shot gun in core games. Now, if you play hardcore, it's going to be a one-shot kill.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you hit the head, it's a two or three shot gun, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, do you just as a person using that? Because I didn't use it a lot. As a person using that, do you just get used to just like double or triple tapping the trigger when you scope in?
You'll get used to it a little bit, but as the more you use it, the more you get better at the headshots, especially the thermal. Their heads just seem to get twice as big.
I like that. Now the lost my whole train of thought. Oh man. So with the thermal is it a one shot kill chest up with the M21 or do you have to hit the head for it to kill him?
You have to hit the head. If you don't hit the head, you're gonna have to hope you can pop off another two shots.
Okay. Because you know with the Barrett and with the Intervention, it's waist up. They're dead pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, even in hardcore, I shot a guy in his big toe with a silenced Barrett and it killed him. And I was like, well, that's a little off, but okay. All right. So, is there anything, are you playing Battlefield at all?
Yeah, I've been playing Battlefield a lot. I mean, I really like it. It's totally different from Call of Duty. It's pretty much almost the exact opposite. You got, I mean, I have one out of 100 games is laggy. I mean,
you gotta love dedicated servers.
Oh yeah. And then, the whole team-based thing, I mean, you might not be able to talk half the time, but you got the little, the spotting system, mm-hmm. where you spot the people across the map if you need to, and it's just so much more team-based. Not one person can beat the whole.
No, and I love, and that's one thing, you know, I kept telling Terry, my buddy, about it. I told him, I said, you know, it's, and he finally came over to my house and played it. It's such a team-based game, you know. And I love the fact that you can spawn on your squad members as long as they're, you know, they stay alive anyway. You know, and there's nothing more gratifying than dying and having somebody come up behind you and revive you and you get to keep on going.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a lot slow. I've noticed it's a lot slower pace than Call of Duty.
Yeah, definitely.
But it has a lot more of the Michael Bay moments in it. You know, you got a helicopter coming in and all of a sudden, you know, your RPG flies by your head and the helicopter blows up in front of you and then you see the sun setting and, you know, you're just waiting to hear that big music come on. I mean, in the destructible environments are another big thing to me, you know, and I think that's what gets rid of the camping that's just absolutely infesting Call of Duty right now.
Oh yeah. I mean, Call of Duty, if you don't camp, you're going to get killed by a random grenade. If you camp, you're going to get killed by a guy with a knife. It's
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Like, you know, in Call of Duty, I'm not a running gun person unless, you know, I'm having fun or I've been drinking and I just want to go out and, you know, play with the lightweight marathon commando. I do that sometimes. I don't make that a priority, but, you know, most of the time I do. You hear people call it patrolling. I like to call it loitering. You know,
yeah.
I don't just sit in one spot. I'll pick an area on the map and I'll work around it. You know, if I'm playing domination, you know, the goal in domination, obviously, the whole point of domination is to spawn trap the other team.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. You get two flags and you spawn trap them. Don't go in there spawn and just continue to shoot them. That's the whole point of that game. You know, so I'll just pretty much patrol two flags. And but like you said, if you just run out into the middle, something random's gonna kill you. And you know, if you run through hallways, some guy's sitting in the doorway with his spaz pulled up to the iron sight staring at the doorway, you're gonna die. So, I don't know. But,
yeah.
So, are you you just a big first person shooter fan, or you play just a little bit everything?
I'm a general person. I tend to like RPGs just a little bit more than first person shooters. I pretty much know Oblivion and Fallout hands down. You tell me, hey, where am I? I'd be like, hey, just turn left, turn right, just go straight for a little bit, and you're right there.
Yeah, that's how Terry is. I think he's got the what is Oblivion now? 1250? Is that the maximum gamer score on that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's got that maxed out, and I think he hasn't bought all of the DLC for Fallout 3, but he swears by that game. You know, I got the game. I played it for maybe 6-7 hours in it, and it just, I don't know, it didn't feel right to me. There's just something about it I didn't like.
Yeah, some people have said that.
I mean, it's not a bad game, but it's not my game.
Yeah.
So.
That's first game when somebody says, hey, I just bought an Xbox. I'm like, hey, go buy Oblivion.
Right.
I bought it when it came out, paid for every single content, even the horse armor. I just love that game.
Do you walk around with it? That's what I want to know.
No. I remember when I first had the Xbox and I had the Oblivion, I was the only person with an Xbox, so I always had that little coin that came in with the collector's edition in my wallet just for some kid that was like, yeah, people buying an Xbox. I'm like, ha, I have it already.
That's great. I like that. Fable, is that not RPG enough for you, or do you like the more?
I had high expectations for it, and I think that's what killed it for me. I mean, I played it, I liked it a little bit, but I don't think it lived up to the expectations Molyneux put into it. It was just...
No, he has a bad habit of really, really hyping games up really, really big, and he gets so emotional and so invested into it, and then the product comes out, and you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
You know, exactly. he'll work 3 or 4 years, 5 years on a game, and then it not be anything what you think it's going to be.
Yeah, I know I went out to midnight release for that game, and... Went to Walmart. They said they could not sell it to me for 2 more days for some reason.
What?
And went all the way went to Myers, which for anybody who doesn't live up north, it's another version of Walmart, just better. And they sold it to me. And I didn't get home till like 2:30. And I went to school the next day, came home, played it, and I was like, "What the hell? Stayed up for this?"
Yeah. So you weren't happy with it. Now, did you beat the game? Did you play it through?
Oh yeah, I played it through. The story was decent, but I don't know. I just felt the game was way too easy. I mean, there was no challenge in it.
I was thinking the same thing. And the thing that bothered me too is it didn't look graphically good enough to be a sequel on a next generation console. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it had its
I mean, the cutscenes were gorgeous. You know, all the previews that you saw were gorgeous. But then when you got down to the very core of it and you started playing the game, it looked just like a little step above Fable 1. I mean, it wasn't enough for me, I don't think.
Yeah. I was hoping for that dog to be a little cooler, but no.
Yeah, and then he gets killed, right? Like 3/4 of the way in?
Yeah, he gets killed, and you can revive him later on at the end. You have that choice.
I think my buddy Terry left him dead. I think the dog ended up getting on his nerves and he left the dog dead. And then it was funny because this back before, believe it or not, I hadn't had my Xbox, but maybe a little over 2 years now, year and a half. And, he showed me that game and he was done with it at the time. And, I think he was like getting like millions and millions of gold. Like every, what is it? You get gold every 20 minutes, every 10 minutes.
Oh yeah. You buy everything in the game and it's like, it's no contest. You're just going
to. Yeah. I mean, he pretty much owned everything. And then to get one of the achievements, he took the potion that turned his character into a woman and he couldn't turn back into a man. So he's just this, you know, giant Schwarzenegger looking chick running around getting all this gold. It was funny to me.
I don't know. The best thing that came out of Fable was that I got the pub games for free because I originally ordered it from GameStop, and they told me that they wanted to hold a midnight for it. But I got to keep the little arcade game for free, and that kept me busy for a little bit.
Well, that's always good when you get something for free. You can't complain. Right. Nothing's really free ever. You got to do something for it. So were you a Halo 3 fanboy at any time?
No.
You gotta ask. You know, Halo's like this staple game for the Xbox. You didn't like it?
No, I didn't. It was just to me, first person rocket launcher wins. It was just. I didn't like it. I played it a lot because it was like the only game for a while.
Right.
And I just hated every minute of it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Now, the other question. I got a couple more for you, and then I'll let you go because you're probably busy. Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 2. Which one?
Call of Duty 4, it's definitely a little bit slower paced. I mean, I remember that game, you could put the bandana on and go Rambo and own everybody. With this game, it's you go Rambo, you're going to die.
Right.
Something.
Do you think the problem between, you know, jumping from Call of Duty 4 to Modern Warfare 2, do you think they tried to put too much into the game?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that happen with a lot of games. They put so much into it, and it doesn't work. Like Gears 2. Gears 1 was sweet, besides all the glitches. Gears 2 just put so much into it that it was just went to crap.
Right, I agree. Now, I did like the campaign on Gears 2 a little bit. I mean, it was, I don't know, I liked it. I didn't really pay attention to the story as much as I did, you know. There's just something fun about chainsawing things, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's Gears' staples or their campaign. It was just, I mean, what's better than cutting through a giant worm?
I know, right? That to me, that was like the moment. I was like, no, he's not. He really isn't. And then, you know, they just go ripping in with the chainsaw and bust out the worm. But, yeah, well, I'm really surprised. You know, I felt the same way about Halo 3. You know, I've heard people say it takes more skill to play. You know, it's been on the MLG Pro Circuit for a long time. You know, and it's going to be replaced by Reach, obviously. I don't know if you've heard anything on that or if you follow MLG at all.
Nope.
But those guys are getting pretty excited for that. Speaking of Reach, what's on your upcoming games radar that you are excited about?
Fallout New Vegas is number one.
I wasn't gonna say it, but I was thinking in my head that he's gonna be all over New Vegas because I know my buddy Terry, he's ready for that one too. Are you scared though that it's gonna be just another Fallout 3?
It's another Fallout 3, I'd still be happy.
You'd still be happy.
It's a great game. So it's made by a different company, so the story's gonna be different.
Right.
It's just it's published by the same company, but developed by a different one.
Right. Okay. Anything else? Nothing else has got your interest peaked? I mean, we got about 8 months left in this year. There's got to be something else out there besides Fallout now.
Project Atoll. I just can't wait to see that.
That just does nothing for me. I had a Wii and it sucked. Let's be honest. Everybody knows the Wii is garbage.
Yeah, you play it for 3 months. Oh, this is fun. Oh, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, and then you get all the shovelware games thrown in your face, and it's cooking with such and such. And then they give you this pad to put on the floor and want you to work out. You know, just take your butt outside.
Yeah, just go outside, man.
Just go outside, throw a football, shoot basketball, go for a walk. Nah, you just need to go stand on a plastic square and do Pilates. I don't understand that.
Instead of spending $400 for a game system, go spend $400 on a nice basketball hoop and maybe a little hockey goal.
Exactly. Why not? What do you think about, I don't know if you ever played Splinter Cell, what do you think about the new Splinter Cell? Have you played the demo?
I have not played the demo.
You should try it out, man. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, that's right here. I was going to download it probably tomorrow.
Yeah, it's got the whole story, you know, is told on, like, it's told on the walls. I don't know if you've seen the videos, right?
I've seen one of them.
You know, the whole story is like torn on the walls, and you know, the writing is on the walls and stuff like that. It fades in and out for you, so there's not really you don't ever really get taken out of the game. You're always in the game. And, you know, they let you play the first few minutes of the first mission, and then they jump and throw you into a later mission in the game where you get all the, you know, you got all the goggles and stuff back again. It's pretty neat. Yeah. Pretty neat.
I know. I liked all the first ones in the series. I remember just playing the first game. That was one of the hardest games for me for a long time.
Oh, I spent months on that game, on and off, just trying to get... Now, the first time I played Splinter Cell was on the GameCube. I actually had the GameCube, so... That's where I started, and then, you know, I got the original Xbox, and I got Pandora Tomorrow, which, you know, the first time they did multiplayer, and I thought that was fantastic. You know, that was a concept that had never been done, and, you know, everybody was all over it. But, I don't know, it was all good. Well, I think that about wraps it up, unless you got anything else. You got anybody you want to throw shout out to, or any fun things like that?
Nah. Besides, you know, I'm always looking for ideas for new videos. You know, I'm on spring break this week, so I'm going to be recording a lot of stuff. My buddy Jimmy's going to be coming on over, and he wants to do some funny videos, so we're going to try our luck at that.
Well, that'll be fun, and maybe we'll you send us some more stuff, and maybe we can throw you up a link or keep one of your videos up in the sidebar on the website for a while, because. Me and my buddies enjoy it. We enjoy the new video, and then, you know, when the music come on, I told the guy, I said, he's already got cool points in my book. So, I got an idea for you. I want you to run around with no kill streak selected except for the tactical nuke with a knife.
With a knife.
With a knife.
Yeah.
I want you to get a tactical nuke with nothing but a knife.
Oh, that'd be fun.
No, I'm kidding. No, just, yeah, do something fun, send it in to us, we'll throw it up on the website, and everybody will get to see it. It'll be great.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I appreciate it, John.
Yep, no problem.